There is a weed in my garden. Actually, there's quite a lot of weeds in my garden. But there's one particular weed that really kind of gets to me and gets under my skin. I'm not sure why. It's a weed that lurks in a bed of perennials at our house in Waterville. Every spring, I set out to rid that garden of that particular weed. I have no idea what the weed is called. And it just might be that for our neighbor, it's not a weed at all, but a ground cover of some kind that they planted a while ago. I'm not a gardener, so I really have no idea. But for my garden, that thing is a weed, making a nuisance of itself among my lovely phlox, bleeding hearts, and Lenten rose. The weed has runners. It plants itself, you know, takes root, and then sends a new shoot off through the dirt, burrowing through the ground to a new spot where it takes root and begins to grow, while also sending off a new runner for yet another new spot, and over and over and over again. So to get rid of this vicious thing, I need to dig carefully around the plant, the weed, gently pull it upward, trying not to break any of the roots or detach it from the runner, and then, once I've found the runner, to gently pull along that through the dirt, trying to follow it to the place where it has started a new plant. Now, in the spring, if I start early enough, I can keep that wretched weed at bay, at least for a while. But by summer, it's over. The weed always wins. Now, in terms of my gardening skills, no wonder I'm not much of a fan of gardening. It's just too daunting of a task to fight the weeds. It's a little depressing at times to think about my poor gardening skills, but for today, though, it's just the image I want you to have in mind. This is just the thing to understand a little bit, anyway, of what Jesus is trying to tell us in this series of small parables. The kingdom of heaven is a weed. It's an invasive plant, an unwelcome bloom. The kingdom of heaven is stealthy, sneaky, furtive. It is small. The kingdom of heaven is also, at least it can be, or at least at the start, it is indeed small. Just like us. The kingdom of heaven is a small thing, a small seed, a pinch of yeast, a pearl, a treasure hidden in a field. The kingdom of heaven is like us. While we so often can't get away from the liabilities of our smallness, for today we take a moment to recognize an asset in our smallness. The kingdom of heaven is small, and through its smallness, it can make its way and take root, sending runner after runner after runner throughout the bed of our perennial humanity. The kingdom of heaven is like something small, something that can infiltrate, sneak into, interrupt. It's a surreptitious act, a sharing of love offered in a way that is hardly noticed. It is a weed that sends out its runners one after another, one small act born of faith, and then another and another and another. But to see ourselves in the ways that we do as people of faith, to see this whole enterprise as work that is similar to the ways of weeds, is to know as well that our acts of love, our acts of kindness, will not always take root. They will not always find their way to safety. They will not always infiltrate successfully, because we also live in a world full of weed killers. We are surrounded by potential attacks of Roundup. It's not easy to do what we are called to do, and more than that, it is risky. Not all, perhaps almost none at all, of the seeds that we will plant will grow and flower. But yet that is our calling. To sow, to plant over and over again. What we plant may not grow. It may get dug up and thrown away. It may get a dose of Roundup sprayed on it. It may shrivel and die. It is not our job, though, to worry about such things. It is also not our job to see those things that undermine our calling and to respond by keeping all of our seeds, all of our small acts of faith to ourselves, or only to plant them in places that are safe and secure, where we know they will grow. Our job is to plant, to sow, to share the faith, to offer acts of love and hope in all sorts of ways, over and over again. We are weeds. Sure, there are weed killers, but no weed killer is so powerful as to kill all of those acts of love, hope, and faith. Just like that dreaded weed in my garden, it always manages to get ahead of me. It always wins. So does faith. Our acts of faith, hope, and love, they win every time, so long as we continue to plant them, with reckless abandon. The kingdom of heaven is something small, seemingly insignificant, yet it is powerful, it is strong, it is persistent, it is tenacious. Its smallness is part of its strength, just as it is for us. Now, for most church people, people like us, it can be a bit uncomfortable to embrace words like sly, furtive, sneaky. Those are usually words that we don't equate with our mission or who or what we're supposed to be. This week, though, we claim such words as essential parts of what it means to follow, what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. This week, I encourage you, I implore you to be sneaky, to be sly, to be furtive. I encourage you, I implore you to plant seed after seed of God's love and hope in strange and unexpected places. Don't worry if the seeds don't grow. That's not really up to us. It is our job to plant and to plant and to plant over and over and over again. And let us do so in ways that hardly anyone or maybe no one will even notice. Let us be sly. Let us be a little sneaky. Let us be furtive in sharing the love of God that we have experienced, the love of God that we know, the love of God that lives in our heart. Let us plant, and let us plant, and let us plant again and again and again. Be a weed. Be a good weed. Part of God's wild and wonderful garden where all are welcome and all should feel the love that God offers. Be a weed. Be a good, tenacious weed this week. Think about it. Think about the ways that you can live that out. Practice it. Be a weed. Be one of God's wonderful, tenacious weeds. And acts of love and faith, hope, and joy. Praise be to God. Amen.